but should I say Sammy Janie? Isn't that
yeah?
You know, should I not say your last name? Is it Sammy Janie?
That's like literally worst marketing campaign I ever did. Eighth grade. It was don't be insane, vote Sammy Jane. And then it's haunted me ever since. Literally 20 years later, it lives on my Instagram handle.
Unbelievable. This is too fun. Is it real life?
No.
Is it?
No, it all seems fake.
It's so good. Sammy Moeller, welcome to the Carrie Croft Show.
So happy to be here.
Look who I pulled in, everybody. You know, we put out an Instagram poll and people say they want you. And wow. What do?
You give the people call what
me
they want.
Call me the delivery man. That's right. You want Sammy? I'm going to bring it to your dough.
What a surprising text.
Why do you think so many people want to hear about you?
Probably because they're so fascinated by how many crazy things I seem to get myself into. I don't know. I really don't.
I'm going to tell you what I think.
Tell me. I want to hear.
Okay, so I met you at SOS. Yeah. How long ago did we meet?
10 years.
10 years. We've known each other a decade.
I know.
So you're like you were like way in the beginning.
Yeah.
You have that certain something.
Kind
of that Kimmy Vierhoff something.
Ooh, honored.
It's in that neighborhood. I don't know if you guys are, I wouldn't say you're the exact, but I would say when I think of you, it's in the neighborhood of Kim Vierhoff. Okay, so, and we all know that if anyone had the opportunity to kill me or Kimmy, I'd be dead. Okay, so you have this, you're beautiful, you have a smile that lights up the room, but it's true. People remember you. You make people feel a certain type of way. I think that's why you have a good persona, like a persona.
Well, thank you. I hope this is already recording.
It is recording.
Watch this a lot.
It is recording.
Awesome.
It's like, you know, I'm sure you're an asshole in some ways, but like this is seeing you from a 10,000 foot view.
Thank you.
Now, question, because I also wonder, were you like an overachiever?
Yeah, for sure. Of course.
So I was just thinking that. Like,
no.
I'd never thought that before until. Yeah. Literally 60 seconds ago, I was like, oh my God, I just pictured her in grade school and high school. And I think she was a rule follower and a total overachiever. Were you?
Total overachiever, always a challenger. It's so funny you say this. Trunk or treat is tomorrow at my kid's school. And I made them send me photos because I'm like, if we're going to not be the best, we're not going to do it. So I need to make sure like I know what the benchmark is so we can be better than the best. I'm not going to do something if I'm not going to be fucking awesome at it,
yeah.
In my opinion, which is also why I don't like pickleball because I'm so shit at it. So
you're super competitive.
Super, with myself mostly. I have high standards.
Do you dress up for Halloween?
Yeah, yeah.
So what's your costume?
We're doing like three-part costume series. Also for like a creative and marketing, it's so hard to step away from something like Halloween. It's really indulgent. So we do Lorelai and Luke from Gilmore Girls. My husband knows none of this. This will be the first time he hears it. Then Miss Congeniality when she like steps out in the purple dress. That's for another one of our couple costumes for a party. And then we do a family, A League of Its Own. And my husband is going to be Jimmy Dugan. So we found out that we were having two girls. I was convinced it was a boy the second. When we found out the second, this is like over a year ago, I promised him. For whatever reason, I was like, we can be A League of Its Own for Halloween. Like, I thought that would make it up that we weren't going to have a boy. You know what I mean?
I think I just figured it out. I'm like staring in awe because I'm just totally analyzing you. It's Kimmy Vierhoff meets, if Kimmy Vierhoff and Reese Witherspoon in Legally Blonde had a baby, it would be you, Sammy.
If I could just memorialize a moment where it was like the nicest compliment on the planet, I text Kim every week being like, you are my role model for this. And also the scene in Legally Blonde when she buys the laptop in the bunny costume is the most empowering moment in pop culture.
This is going to be a social media reel because I want people to vote if I have literally just hit a nail on a head that is so precise. And now it gets me a thinking.
Oh,
it gets me thinking that Kimmy Vierhoff, because Kimmy's energy is more of kind of like the, like she's got that dialed in smiley sunshine, but she's also kind of like the rebel sort of quiet, like smoker hanging out by the car after school. So she's like, I don't know who that movie character would be,
yeah, okay.
But I'm gonna have to dial in more on that. But you are deaf. What is her name? Is it L?
L. L. Woods.
My God, you're L. Woods and Kimmy Vierhoff had a baby.
Wow.
And it's Sammy.
I'm in like literally heaven right now. This
I
is
love
the kindest
it.
Thing on the planet.
You know what? I speak the truth. That's one thing. I'm a truth speaker.
I know.
So let's go back to the Halloween costumes and your husband.
Yeah, tell me.
So what is your husband's personality? Has to be super laid back.
What makes you say that?
Like, he's like, yeah, babe, whatever. You want to do 12 Halloween costumes? Sweet. Show me where to sign up.
No, honestly, the best thing about Russ, there's a million of them, okay? He puts me in my place. Like, he keeps me in check. And it's the first guy I've ever dated that I can honestly say, like, keeps me grounded and keeps me checked in, like, a very loving way. But he doesn't let me get away with everything. He lets me get away with enough that I'm, like, feel good about it. But he's such a good balance for me. He's definitely, like, the yin to my yang, especially, like, in this season of our life. He's, like, staying grounded so that I can fly right now. But we are so complimentary. And, yeah, he definitely will, like... Like, he's not going to dress up for Blippi for Trunk or Treat. That's where he drew the line.
Okay.
Yeah. So there
are lines. Is it because Blippi used to let people poop on him? Is that why?
I don't think that helped.
Or did he poop? Was he the pooper or did he get pooped on?
I think he was the recipient.
Not that it matters. I mean, well, you only let people poop on you so you're fine.
Yeah. It just seems wild that, like, he was like, let's take a divergent path. Like, the pooping scenario didn't work. So, like, let's see if.
And now I'm going to make millions.
Right. Lean into, like, children's shows.
Well, instead. You know, this just shows you anything is possible, people.
Anything is possible.
He's like the modern day Pee-wee Herman.
$75 million net worth, if you want to just sit with that.
You know what? I think I underestimated, but it does not surprise me.
Yeah. Nauseating.
Wow.
Yeah.
Total other random question as I'm continuing my databases. Did you get really good grades?
No, very medium.
Did you?
Yeah, BCs.
Oh, now
but I had a blast.
That's not fitting on this data point thing that I'm doing right now.
Like, class, you know, vice president. Okay. You know, that type of a girly.
Social personality. Okay.
And never, like, crazy rebellious.
Now, does your husband know that being Luke in Gilmore Girls is more about sort of his persona than what he's wearing?
He's gonna ace it. Let's put it that
way. Is that kind of his percent?
Like, he's not such a congregion. Like, he's definitely more pleasant than Luke. But
he could do a Luke.
Oh, yeah.
So in the fact that you even go to multiple Halloween parties makes me exhausted.
Yeah. No, it's so fun. I'm such an extrovert.
I was just going to say, you're an extrovert.
80-20.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I believe that I am probably more introvert than extrovert.
You? Bullshit.
Doesn't that surprise you?
No. You're ambivert.
What's that?
It's like 50-50.
I might be 50. Yeah. But I'm starting to feel like I'm sliding a little bit more into the intro. Like, I'm like, once I do these, when I'm done.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because I put so much into them.
Yeah.
But I'm like this.
I get
can't
that.
Can't talk.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
But you've made a living now out of talking.
You're right.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
And I make a lot of money doing this.
Yeah, and people love hearing it.
Hey, would you like to sponsor my show? This is why I brought you here.
Is this an MLM?
I'm trying to go cash flow positive, Sammy. I heard you started a company.
You and, like, everyone else on LinkedIn, like, the minute I wrote that I was an owner, all these, like, random people were like, hi, do you need business coaching? Hi, do you need a CFO? I'm like, no.
Can we take a minute for that? We're going to park here.
Yeah.
If I get one more email, and I'm going to say, I'm going to look at the camera when I say this. If I get one more email from someone trying to act like they know me saying, hey, Carrie, I see you went to Ohio Dominican. I did go to Ohio Dominican. I don't even remember the mascot. I hear that you're from Columbus, Ohio. Go Buckeyes. Hey, Carrie, can I buy you lunch? I even had one the other day that they made up like a forward.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, you should stop. Whatever course you're getting online or whatever, it is the least. I'm never responding. Please stop emailing me.
It's like construction workers with catcalls. Like, what is the percentage rate of success? Like, the conversion rate has to be extremely low when they're like, hey, hottie. Like, are they really ever pulling a girl who's like, yeah, do you want to, like, go back to my place?
It's truly
it's fruitless.
Because you literally see it online. 100%. Someone tells you this is how you're going to do it. Here's the thing. This is coming from someone who did sales. I did sales. I did it before the phone, before all this shit. I sat in a room. And I had a phone book and I had a big ass binder. I'm not kidding
this
you.
This visual is
okay,
A+.
Keep going. Okay, phone. And I would call and if I would get the voicemail, it'd say LVM, left voicemail, put with the date, DLVM, didn't leave voicemail. I would staple the person's card. Okay, so I had this big binder. But anytime I would call, it would be so my personality. And I would like sometimes offer to like, I'm like, hey, I can clean your car. I can. I actually had some people call me back and say, I'm not buying from you, but I would like to hire you to, because you're authentic.
To
you're
clean
being
my car.
Who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
So stop with these emails.
Agreed.
And just figure out what makes you you and do that. There's a course.
I agree.
$0.
Masterclass.
Masterclass right here.
Sponsored.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Moving on.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you do have this high energy about you. It's part of what makes you so appealing. What are you like at home when you're just kind of letting yourself chill? Do you go silent and kind of, do you ever get sort of low or anxious? I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, mental health is a big thing for me.
Okay,
always
let's
has
talk,
been,
let's
always
talk
been.
Through that. Because yeah. I think a lot of people might look at you and be like, wow, it's always sunny in this person's world.
Oh no.
So
no.
let's talk the real. Let's pull like open up the hood on that.
Absolutely. So I've had some crazy shit happen, as we mostly have, right? Mm-hmm. By the time you're 30, I think it's like easy to accumulate experiences.
Yeah.
And I've definitely been through bouts of depression. Anxiety is something I've pretty much struggled with consistently my whole life, you know, beyond just like nerves or jitters. So I'm really, really into natural medicine. I love Chinese medicine is like my number one. I'm a big acupuncture fanatic, a huge, huge, huge fan. Love all that kind of stuff. And so I do think that I always, it's funny, actually, it's lexicon that I adapted from you, from Check Yourself. But I always talk about like deposits and withdrawals mm-hmm. and like with your nervous system regulation. It's so important to me because when your nervous system is regulated, you're more likely to take a risk and take a chance. Like when your body and brain feel safe, you're more likely to do something that's risky. My whole life, so thus far, has been built around risks. You know, even moving to Columbus was a risk. I need to feel regulated. I need to feel safe so I can do things that are going to be like high risk, high reward. So I need to make sure that I'm always putting those deposits in, especially as life takes withdrawals, either by circumstance or by choice. And so I am at least once a week, there's something that I'm doing for my nervous system. A lot, most of the time, it's acupuncture. That's like generally my go-to. Anything like massage, love, replenish. It's the fucking coolest spa in Columbus besides Panacea now, mm-hmm. you know. There's a lot of cool things that we're blessed to have in Columbus too as a resource, you know. That's really important to me. And when I feel down, I always say like I want to listen to my body when it's whispering so I don't have to let it get to a scream. I've had a lot of things about mental health impact my life, not necessarily me personally, but larger scale, like family members and things, and just seeing the repercussions of mental health, it's just really important to get ahead of it. So I always like fixing something at a level 2 is so much easier than when it gets to a level 10. So when you hear things or you feel things that are getting off about yourself and no one knows you better than yourself, I have to like intervene. You know, a couple weeks ago, I was starting to not sleep again, you know, starting to have some bouts of insomnia. And I'm like, I got to hit this shit hard. And so I did all my things in my toolbox. And that's really important to me. And I think that is why I can then like feel happy 90% of the time.
Who's your acupuncturist?
Oh, my gosh. Ugh, so many. Hope Vitellis. If anyone is trying to have a baby, she is your girly. She's mm-hmm. so awesome. I love Carrie Andrus. But Urban Acupuncture is such an underrated, underutilized resource in Columbus. It's $30 for a treatment. And it's out of this world. Yeah. Mark Simons, too, is so awesome. Gua Sha. Have you ever had this? They literally scrape. It's Chinese scraping. So they use a soup spoon and they scrape your back and they get out like all the tension. Fabulous if you have neck and upper back tension. But it really gets like your blood flowing and circulation where there's no oxygen, there's no healing. So it really like increases the circulation in your body. But it's just like cool. I had this like entourage of woo-woo yeah. healers. And sometimes I say shit. I'm like, well, my tarot card reader told me this. And like we had my daughter's birthday party on my doula's farm. And I hear it and I'm like, who the fuck? This is crazy. But I'm so blessed. Like we're blessed to have we have.
Hashtag blessed.
Yes.
We're not blessed in Columbus. We are. Hashtag blessed.
I think that's getting dangerously close to live, laugh, love, though.
It might. Yeah. It might be.
Yeah, I think.
So, but you have gone through hard things.
Yes.
Okay, so I do remember you losing your mom.
Yes.
And I don't remember exactly what year that was.
2018.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that had to just rock you.
To the core.
How old were you?
26.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I went to therapy every single week for 52 weeks. And so now, like, it's crazy to be able to tell the story and not get emotional. And it's not that I don't care, that it doesn't, like, still rock me to my core. And if I cry, I really don't care. I'm unapologetically emotional and, you know, Italian. So, but long story short, my mom was literally, like, it's so hard to explain. I love so hard. I do. I live hard. If you see my car, you know. Like, I take curbs hard. I just live hard. My clothes don't last so long. I just do it hard, okay? And my mom, like, is the person... My mom is the person that I love more than anybody on the planet. Like, still to this day, I don't think, like, any amount of words would articulate. And I moved to Columbus 10 years ago, so a few people knew her, but not as many people that are in my world now. So it's funny, my friends from home, like, really give me, like, such praise because they understand what I lost, where even my husband never got to meet her, and that's, like, and let alone my kids, you know. The day she died, I'll never forget, January 6th, and it was snow outside, which is, like, the juxtaposition of, like, the tragedy that had just happened so suddenly, so urgently, so traumatically. Then there's this, like, beautiful, like, innocence outside of just, like, this blanket of snow and, like, you know, just clear slate. And I remember it was 10 minutes after she died. She died in my house when I was there, and my dad was there as well. And it was so nuts. I called my therapist 10 minutes after she died, and I said, my mom just died. And I was like, you know, you're so numb. And I said, she is never going to meet her grandkids. And it was just like so many things. Like, I don't even think we had told my brother at that point. Like, he lives in D.C. So it's crazy to think that, like, that's where my mind went right away. And that was definitely something that I had to work on. My therapist also is, like, such a lifesaver for me. And I just feel so blessed to have had the resources that I did. I had built this infrastructure. When I had moved to Columbus originally, I moved in with my grandmother by accident. This all makes sense, I promise. But I got a job in Columbus. I'm from Connecticut, okay? I went to school in New York. I was here, took a fucking Pilates class and never left. Like, who would have saw that coming? My instructor was like, oh, I'm not going to be here next week. I'm going to Connecticut. So, of course, I'm like, where in Connecticut? Blah, blah, blah. And then, meanwhile, like, you know, fast forward, she ends up hiring me for pharmaceuticals. I was in pharmaceuticals. So I moved in with my grandma because she lived here. And so I'm like, hey, I'm like, gonna come live with you. 90 years old, so fucking awesome. Big wino. We were aligned that time in our lives.
Did she love you being there? She loved it.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
But then she got really, really sick. And so at that point, I was 23. And my dad is in Connecticut. My other uncle is Washington State. And they're like, do in the state of Ohio to administer morphine, it has to be a blood relative or nurse. And so I said, I'll do it. There was just no other option in my mind. Like, of course it's going to be me, you know. I'm named after her. My daughter's named after her. So, of course, I wouldn't want anybody else to do it but me. So I'm 23, and that's actually when I stopped drinking, because I'll never forget, I came home hungover one day, and I, like, had to literally, like, change her diapers. And I'm like, somebody's life depends on me. Like, I can't be anything but, like, optimal, you know. So did that for, like, 6 months, and then after she passed away, because it was not only my grandmother who I had just the deepest love for, but it's also I was a caregiver, so, and working full time, but caregiver. So much of my life, my schedule went from completely packed to so empty. So the depression that I felt then was unbelievable, like just ravaging, you know, lost a ton of weight, was sleeping all the time, just fog. Like, I don't even know a better way to describe it than a fog. So, of course, and I do think there's a time and place. I love integrative medicine. You know, the doctors are like, you got to go on trazodone by night, Xanax by day, just annihilated me with, like, medication. And it was probably a month, and I'm like, this can't be the answer, you know. So I really picked up yoga, and then I learned about acupuncture, and so I met my therapist. So this was 7 years ago. So, you know, I really, like, built this infrastructure, which, who knew, like, you know, God, universe, whatever you believe in, like, timing. I had this huge support system, because I, like, it's so scary to think if my mom died and I didn't already have those resources and that knowledge, like, what would have become of me? Because I promise you I wouldn't be sitting here. Like, there's no way that, like, you know, not comparing one to the other as far as loss, but my mom was my person. So they were moving here from Connecticut because my mom was like, I really want to be closer to you. Once it was like, I was here for 6 years and I bought a condo. They're like, okay, I guess you're staying. We'll come. And my dad traveled a ton. He's in pharmaceuticals. So my mom's like, I want to be near you. You know, they were building a house. And so I was like, wait, just move in with me while you build your house. Of course, classic, like, 6 months to build a house. So she did. And it was the fucking best 6 months ever. Like, we literally just, like, stayed up so late watching Bravo marathons all the time. Like, we'd work out together, just, like, do everything together. She's my best friend. Best friend. Like, most incredible person I've ever met. Like, if I could be an iota of who she is, like, I would be humbled, you know? And so then, yeah, she was living with me when she passed away, which was also so crazy. It was such a crazy time in my life. But, you know, everything, like, it builds itself, and God gives you the people you need in your life when you need them. So it was just, like, looking back, it was the hardest time and worst time of my life, but the most beautiful things of my entire life happened then, you know? And then I had my daughter, and she's identical to my mom. So it's, like, just the greatest gift.
Okay, so you have your first daughter.
Yes.
She's just like your mama,
yes.
Looks just like your mama. And then how did motherhood initially just break you open? Like, what do you remember from your first child? What was harder than you thought? What was more amazing? Like, what are the takeaways for like the new moms out there who literally are holding this like brand new baby and they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I have always been like, love babies, love kids. It's always been like in my DNA, 100% from my mom. She was the director of a Montessori school. So really cool too that like I have like her learnings and like she has influenced so much of even the way that I parent now because I got to learn so much from her, not only just from raising my brother and I, but also from the Montessori school. So that was awesome. It was actually really hard that she looked so much like my mom because it was like comforting and challenging at the same time. But I think I really believe in duality anyway. I think a lot of times like we shame ourselves if we feel multiple things at once. And I even felt that way about motherhood. Like I was excited and also kind of like scared or also sometimes bummed that I didn't have the freedom that I had before or whatever it may be. But so just trying to be accepting in all of those moments. I always tell everyone, I'm telling you, go on Instagram and look up like childhood, and then they'll put sad things on your Instagram all the time about like, this moment doesn't last long. Blink and you're going to miss your child being a baby.
You only have 16 more summers left with your child.
5 more Christmases that they believe in Santa Claus. So that always humbles me. Like anytime I need a reality check. Uh-huh. But I had to do a lot of therapy too because you never need your mom more than when you have like a kid, in my opinion, it was my experience. Mm-hmm. So I really struggled. And then it was so crazy. Again, pray, manifest, whatever you believe in, I don't care. I just like really needed a maternal figure in my life. And the people that presented themselves, we lived in Columbus. I was born here. So I was here when I was little. My old neighbor from across the street came back into my life. I hadn't seen her in, I don't know, 15 years. She is literally like the backbone of our family now. Like she just on Instagram DM was like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. I would love to meet her. And ever since then, she has stepped up. Like it always works out. Like mm-hmm. God gives you the people you need when you need them, you know, like, and you just have to believe. I really believe in like the law of attraction, whatever, but I do. And like where thought goes, energy flows. And so like, if you believe it's going to work out, it will. Like, it's just so cool. Like people also want to help. It makes them feel good too. Someone once told me collaboration creates commitment. So early on, I made the decision that like anybody could help me with my kid. Anybody could hold her. Like I consciously made the choice to not be the mom that like only mm-hmm. holds the baby. With great advice from my therapist, who was like, if you do that at 4 months, she's only going to come to you. So I opened it up to the community. And now we have like, we were just joking yesterday, that if she ever has to make a family tree in school, she's fucked. Like it'll be a plush tree, but she has no idea who her actual blood relatives are versus
that's good.
Like her
that's
aunties.
A good problem. I love that. Yes. That's what I have too.
Yeah. Isn't it awesome? Mm-hmm. It's such a blessing. So just being open, like people want to help you, and people, especially I'm finding people who have kids that are grown now, like love being around a baby again and like being open to accepting help. When my mom died, I went through and saved all the emails that she sent me of note. And there's one that says accepting graciously. Like she was calling me out on like things that I needed to work on. And one of them was do more of nothing and accept graciously. And it's like so cool because like don't talk people out of giving you a compliment or don't talk people out of letting, you know, them help you or whatever it may be. Like they are doing that because they want to. And so like just working on accepting graciously was such a huge part, I think, in like why we like never have to pay for a babysitter, really. You know, like it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then what about from 1 to 2?
Yeah, that was an adjustment. And honestly, I'm still in the process of working through it. I think like, and I really didn't appreciate when I was pregnant either time people saying negative things, you know, like it's almost like we're always harder on ourselves. Like the anxiety that a pregnant mom is feeling and the thoughts that are racing through her head are already enough. You don't need to compound that. Like you need to remind her of like the beautiful things that are going to happen. You don't need to tell her like how hard it's going to be. She knows. And honestly, she's probably in her mind experiencing it even worse than it will be in reality. You know, like let her have joy too and let her have peace in the present. So I don't want to be that mom. For me, the biggest difference was with 1, it was the only thing I had to think about. And now with 2, I don't really get to sit down with Lil as much and just like lay with her and do the things that I did with Kennedy. And then, of course, like when she was 4 weeks old, I was like, I'm going to start a company. So like I didn't really have like a proper maternity leave where we were just like lounging and cuddling and bonding. So that has looked different. But I'm also like, you know, working to understand that like every experience is going to be different. It's not going to be the exact same. The novelty of the first is, you know, so different, but then there's like more confidence with the second, which is cool. You know, like I feel like they're different. So it's, but 1 to 2 is different from like a resources perspective.
It's all different, yeah. You know? So for the women out there whose ears just perked up because they're like, oh, wait, she has two kids and she started a company. Yeah. I'm telling myself I can't do that. It's too hard. It's hard. I mean, it's hard to balance all the things, but everything's hard. So you just got to choose it. It's possible.
Excellent advice. Yeah.
So what do you tell, like, what do you tell yourself? You know, you're like, wait, I'm going to start my own company. How did you finally, like, you're on the diving board, you're looking around at the pool, you're like, ooh, this could be good, this could be real bad, and then you just finally jumped.
Yeah, no, so I tell everyone it was a sleep-deprived decision. I mean, if you are a parent, you know, like, sleep at the first, I would say, like, 30 days especially, but 3 months is, like, dicey. So, no, yeah, 4 weeks in was, like, I joke, I don't even remember making the choice. And I also never even had a conversation with my husband. Literally, he was working in his office. And I'm like, hey, Ross, I think I'm going to quit my job. He's like, yeah, okay. And I'm like,
yeah, babe.
I'm going to like literally go tell them, okay, yeah. And so then I did it. And I'm like, hey, I quit my job. And he's like, wait, what? And I'm like, no, we talked about it. And he's like, we could have probably sat down for that. But he was like, but of course you're going to fucking crush it. So he's been like the most supportive partner. As far as making that choice, it was so obvious to me, and it's funny because the position that I was in prior, when I was at an organization, they had, you know, made promises that, you know, maybe in 5 years we'll start an LLC and you could be the president of that. And because it was kind of an unconventional role that I was in. And I was like, yeah, that'd be great. And I'm thinking, like, I need somebody to help me make this happen, you know. And it turns out it's my second daughter, Lillian, who was the person that I needed. And it was the confidence and the push that I needed, because the weeks that we spent together on my maternity leave were so awesome that I was like, it is going to be something fucking awesome that's going to take me away from these girls, or else I'm not going to do it, you know? And so it was almost like I didn't have a choice at all. Like, it was so obvious that of course, that's what I'm going to do. And of course, in full transparency, because I don't believe in, like, you know, acting like I'm going to have a statue created. This daycare reached out to me. My fabulous, fabulous friend works there, and they reached out to me, and they were like, would you do our social media? We'll give you free childcare. Okay, $3,400 a month. Yes, I will do. I'll clean your toilets. I'll wash your car. When I got that, I thought, okay, I could probably do this, you know? And it was like, that was probably the most life-changing text as far as like what finally was like, you got this, girl.
Yeah.
So that was a huge, huge part.
You know, it's interesting. I just had Tom Ryan on the show earlier today. And it's funny how some of the topics sort of like weave into each other. So we're going to talk about this again because I think it's very important. I'm a very ask for forgiveness later type person, but that's how I was built.
Yeah.
And I realized that most people ask for permission. And I've always said, don't ever ask for permission, ask for forgiveness later. Like, no one else is going to knock on your door and be like, hey, Sammy, we really think you should start this. Let's go. You have to make that decision on your own. And yes, it's going to be scary. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to feel messy and weird and overwhelming. And then you're always going to be able to write a million reasons why you can't do it.
100%.
Everyone feels that. I have felt that. I feel it every single day right now. Every single day I feel it. I know you feel it. Mm-hmm. The difference is you do it in spite of that. That's it. Yeah. So if you're out there and you're listening, the difference is you just do it in spite of all those crazy feelings and the resistance internally telling you not to do it. That's it.
100%.
That's it.
It's only as weird as you make it.
That's it. Yes. Yeah. You know, it's very simple, but so hard for people. You're waiting for that imaginary, okay, you're good enough. Yes, you can. Yes, you, mother, may I? Yes, you may. Fuck that.
100%.
Like, just jump.
So many of the decisions I feel like people made are make in general are like based on fears and unknowns. And I just couldn't choose that. You know, like, I was really trying to convince myself that I was happy in my last role. And it was just too much effort to do that. And so I knew, and especially in some of the phone calls that I had received while I was on maternity and stuff, like, I knew no matter what, I was going to have to really hit it hard. Like, whether I went back to that company or whether I started my own, I was going to have to do a lot of BD. I was going to have to put in a lot of effort. And it was at, like, such a turning point in my life where I was like, wait, why wouldn't I just do this for myself? You know? And I have the privilege of having a husband who has a wonderful, steady job. He has health insurance for us. Like, I would be so, you know, it wouldn't be fair to say that I didn't have that stability and that security, which is why, like I said earlier, like, he is grounded so I can fly right now. Like, he is such a partner for me in all of this. And, like, he is what's such a huge part of making this possible. And I mean, it's so awesome. So many people had said to me too, one time my yoga instructor told me, if you hear something three times or more, that's the universe trying to tell you a message. Mm-hmm. And so, like, if something keeps coming up, like, thematically, and everyone kept being like, when are you just going to do this on your own? When are you just going to do this on your own? And I was like, wait, this is, like, now, like, a lot of people telling me this. Like, maybe they're seeing something that I'm not. And it just takes somebody to believe in you, you know, and kind of plant that seed that had always been in my heart, but, like, to actually do it. And the people that I did speak to, they're like, you're never going to look back. And they were right.
So how are you balancing it all?
Honestly, I work less and I make the exact same.
Hmm.
Yeah. Which is pretty awesome.
So how are you doing that? Can you give me a little hello?
Well, I joke. I always tell our clients when we're interviewing, I'm like, well, you're not paying for an office and you're not paying for our health insurance anymore. So, you know, in all fairness, I know it, like, you have to have overhead to run a business. We're fully remote. It's a fractional marketing agency. And we meet our clients where they are, which honestly is more convenient for our clients anyways. They love it. And so you don't have to pay for our physical space. You know, all of the, my entire team member, every single person is a 1099. So they're gig workers. It's a gig economy.
Yep.
We build the team based on what our clients need. They pay for what they need, nothing more, which is nice for them too. And we have everything. We have photographers, videographers, you know, graphic designers, AV tech specialists, like you name it. It's pretty awesome. And everybody is like really passionate about the clients that they work on. When I quit my job, actually, I went to a tarot card reader. She's fabulous. Good vibes, hive. 10 out of 10. And she said to me, you are in a place of scarcity. And she said, you need to move into the space of abundance because everything in life is seasonal and it only sticks around if you hold on to it. And she said, you are holding on to this idea of scarcity for too long. And she's like, have you been on your calculator? Hell yeah. I was taking how much I made divided by 12 and then subtracting, you know, to figure out how many clients I was going to need to make the exact same amount. She's like, you have to stop thinking like that. You have to start thinking that it's just going to flow in, that you're going to be in a place where you turn clients away. This is 6 months ago. And she was right. And mm-hmm. It's awesome. And just changing my mindset too and not worrying that, like, I'm never going to get another client or this is never going to work out. Like, and instead thinking, like, I'm going to get exactly who I need. And already in 6 months, it feels nuts.
And you can work with your dream clients.
Dream clients and dream teams. And they want to be there. You know, and the other thing she said is always remember your worth. Because if, let's say, this is oversimplifying it, but if your bill rate is $100 an hour and somebody says, I'll pay you $50. And you say yes, because you're coming from a place of scarcity mm-hmm. and just thinking, like, okay, at least it's something. Then you're going to show up a different version of you. Mm-hmm. You're not showing up appreciated. You're not showing up feeling valued. You're not showing up feeling like, I'm going to give this my all. You're like, they didn't even see the value in me. Or, you know, so now you're showing up either a less confident version or a resentful version of yourself. And so it's always, you know, better to just walk away from things that don't serve you than staying because you're coming from a place of scarcity.
Oh, preach, sister. I am. Yeah. I, like, literally one of my main mantras at this point, I will never work with anyone that I am not feeling like that is going to go all the way.
Yeah.
Like I'm very, like, there's no half-assing any of that. No way.
Well, I'm honored.
You are up there, girl. You are up there with the best of them.
Honored.
So do you get together with your team though? Like,
but
it is like, so it's different. It's so different now, especially like I do think in like with marketing, advertising, and I think it's good because I don't want to pay for somebody else's big glass building. Like, and this is me as a business owner for the last 12 years. I don't need to pay you $12,000 for my logo because it's always felt so like it needed to sort of shift. And so I feel like it's moving in the right direction.
Definitely.
From my perspective. But it's, you know, you have to make sure, and I think you're probably great at this, is continuing to build the community that you have, like your team, and like making everyone feel connected and having shared values. And because the con of that is having people doing gigs.
Yeah.
You know, and they're pulled in all these different directions with no affinity really towards one over the other.
Definitely.
So it's, everything comes back to relationships.
It's such a huge part of it. Mm-hmm. And we have a pretty consistent team as far as like who we pair up. Only if people need to like add up or scale down, mm-hmm. did they really change it. But everybody knows each other. Like we have such a blast. Our clients are the kindest, nicest people. Like we only work with great humans, which also comes with like so much power of peace, you know, to able to make those choices. And I've said no to people and I've walked away from gigs that could have been very lucrative because it just wasn't worth my mental health or anything like that, you know, or my gosh, especially not the like mental health of my team or anybody that's helping support the projects.
Yeah. Tell me about the name.
The Pearl.
Yeah.
It's my mom's name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool for me. When she was alive, she used to say, that she always wanted us to start a business because my brother is super, he's creative, but also very left brain. I'm very right brain. And then she's very organized. So she was like, one day we're going to start a business. One day we're going to start a business. And so I will never forget. I was in my bed working with my lawyer, who's just such a kind, wonderful guy, David Goldstein. And he's awesome.
Hey.
I know. He's wonderful. And he texted me at 11 o'clock and he was like, hey, you got to pick this name if we're going to make this LLC happen. And I had started an LLC early in May before I even quit my job because his wife, Betsy, had reached out and said, listen, just start it because to be a WBE, a women business enterprise, it takes one calendar year. So she says, just start the clock. You know, that way it's there. It's ready for you when you need it. Didn't know that it would be 18 days later, but I started it. So at 11 o'clock, he's like, what do you want this to be? And I literally have Lil on me and I'm like, I don't know, like the Pearl Creative Agency is fine. And so then the next morning I wake up, he's like, okay, here's your EIN. You are in business. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is crazy. You know, our tagline is the best is within. And the whole idea is like opening yourself up to the possibilities of partnering together. The world is your oyster. Mm-hmm. So it's really fun. And honestly, it gives me so much confidence. And I really leaned into it because the idea of my mom's legacy behind me and then like building this business with my daughters beside me just keeps me so grounded. And it's so important to me to really run this with integrity. And already the choices that I'm making, I see where, you know, in business, it's sometimes could be attractive to make the easier choice, but I'm just trying to keep doing the next right thing.
I feel like you're doing a lot of right things.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? Like,
thanks.
You know what as I'm sitting here analyzing and my database is rolling, I dare anybody to match your energy.
Oh,
anybody out there, I dare someone to match your energy.
You are the best.
What time do you go to bed at night?
Well, right now. I mean, you're in the same boat. We got little bebes. I don't know, 10, 11 right
now. So you crash at night.
Oh, hit that pillow hard. Yeah.
My God, girl. Like, yeah. I'm literally like, you are something. I need to hang out with you more.
Anytime.
Where can people find you? What's the website?
ThePearlCreativeAgency.com.
And then Sammy Janie.
I told Carrie earlier, oh my gosh, worst marketing campaign, eighth grade, don't be insane, vote Sammy Jane. Haunts me still. Myself to this Instagram handle at Sammy_Janie. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and here we are. Here but anyways, are. At the Pearl Creative Agency or thepearlcreativeagency.com.
Okay, any final thoughts, words, sage advice, perspective, anything before we close out?
Mm-hmm.
You can sing a song, you can read a poem, a haiku, can do whatever you want.
Perfect, I actually just prepared a haiku. I think the best thing would be, I really believe what's for you will not pass you. And I really think that's the truth. I think that we can let go of a lot of anxiety if we believe in that and buy into that.
Amen, sister.
Thanks, girl.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Don't really appreciate you looking this hot. Dial it down next time. I'd really appreciate that.
I literally had to go to the blowout bar.
Yeah, exactly. I think what I'm going to need to do next time is be like, look, you're invited, but your hot scale needs to don't teeter over a 7. I start to get a little uncomfortable. Shit gets awkward. And with that,
I have to pay someone to do this.
And with that, Sammy, love you.
Love you.
Long time.
Thanks.
And if you're still
me.
Following your girl out there, please follow me on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts, you little kitties out there. And until next time, keep moving.
I love it. You're the best.